same time, I worked for ADB, Asian Development Bank, in Singapore. We just set up the same conference name about 2 months ago at Sheraton Hotel in Bangkok, Energy and Environment. 265 people throughout the region attend. GMS, limited to GMS also. And what I'm trying to tell you is this institute will be get the hand from those guys. The money also will be available to really helping us, not only the finance, but bringing the making the people educated, bringing the skill, basically incubated you. China also has signed the MOU with Thailand. There's 6 MOU together. High-speed train, water, which is regarding to the flooding. The third one is renewable or clean energy. So that China will have the duty to also become the mentor to Thailand. The person who signed the signature is his next president, Li Keqiang, is the one who signed in Bangkok on the 22nd of December last year. So that, here we go. The source of the equipment and technology from China is coming to Thailand again. I myself will be concentrated, I will be continuing to get the EU equipment as one of the guru, they call me that, in the renewable. Not many of them throughout in Thailand has the capability, because we're trying to really making a lot of knowledge, mostly for IBP and SPP in the past, so that now we decentralize that. That's why when Thai.org, when you get into that, you will see our association, it belongs to World Alliance of Distributed Energy. What I'm trying to tell you is, it will become your school in the future. It's the headquarters is in London, but the money that we finance is from EU. The reason I'm talking to you is not only making the people, we need the technology, we need the money. 2 of them, some of them that we get from China, directly to Thailand only. It will be limited to Thailand because that MOU signed by Mr. Li Keqiang, which is the next president of China. So that I myself is the vice president of the China and Thailand Economic Association. We are commissioned to go to China to bring that technology from China to Thailand also. The company named Dongfang Electric Corporation will come in. He is my partner, personal partner, Dongfang Electric Corporation from Chengdu, the largest company in China who built the three cost down. In a nutshell, I mentioned that there will be regulatory body in Thailand is going to help you. This organization also. This institute here, ERC, which is the energy, it's belong to the Thai government, but it's a commission, which is now, they have regulated to pay the money. They were charging the tax from the big power plant and bring that big tax and give it to the district, sub-district level. I'm talking about sub-district now. There are 147 sub-district will have VSPP in Thailand soon. 147 of them. The applicant has been submitted. We will get the money subsidized. My association will be the one who write and rule and regulation for that. So that what I'm trying to tell you is, I really grab that I can talk at the last minute before you sign the MOU among yourself. The neighboring organization, which is WTI, EU, ERC, ADB, is going to come in and give you a hand. We want to congratulate to you that this is very important to get it started. Repeat again, the most important is the people, not equipment. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. So we can see the light tunnel that the institute we talk about on the first two will be materialized in the near future. Because the expert in the all this set up and whatever, I think we need your help. Okay, thank you very much. And then next, I'll be waiting for the draft of the memo of meeting. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. But you have any questions to ask?
Yeah, if you have any questions. Yeah, right.
We're
filling
the time.
Oh, right, right, right. Do you have any question about the how to have the EMS institute? You need no one have questions? Or comments?
Any comments? Anything
so
from China also, because China is a big brother. Yeah. We don't call Mekho, we call Lan Chang Labor. Because my colleagues, my partner, Dongfang Electric Corporation, has built three big dams, Manhuan Dam, they built that in Lanchang River, my partner. Any question from China?
No question.
Because Geographically, Laos is the center of TMS. So that no matter what, if the power from Lao, if we happen exactly like Switzerland in Europe, the power will come from the intersection is from Switzerland and connected to East Europe, West Europe, South Europe, and even North Europe, which is in Denmark. That's what Lao location logistically will be the best location for that. If you don't have any question else, I appreciate that I can be able to tell you and congratulate to you again that this institute is going to build more people for us. Thank you.
Yes, please take a big hand for him. So we're waiting for some few women from Cambodia. So we proceed the procedure. We still have a few women from Cambodia. We have a few break for a few minutes before we ready to open the Cambodian case and distribute to you.